Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Joe Biden, as I predicted in my podcast yesterday, Battleground Podcast, took credit for all the wonderful job creation.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Even though all they're doing is replacing the jobs that were lost when all the governors shut down the economy.
Right. And even though we have been losing, not gaining, white-collar jobs since the summer. And you heard the chairman of the Federal Reserve actually address that 2 days ago. And he's laughing and joking around with the crowd as he's talking about, look, you know, we've got to keep raising these interest rates because we've got, you know, the one area of job growth that remains is the service jobs. They're low-paid jobs for the most part. He's, you know, they're growing too much. We've got to slow that down. And he's laughing and joking around. And he's talking about wage growth is still too high. This is funny to him. This is the real policy of the Biden administration as enacted by his Federal Reserve chairman, who's saying, look, there's still too many service jobs. We got to get rid of them. They got to go if we're going to fight inflation. Well, what causes inflation? The printing of Congress, the running of the printing press. Mm-hmm. The single worst attack on the middle class I've seen in my lifetime. So he's laughing at the idea of eliminating people's jobs and the need for bringing home wages because it's a crowd that really likes him. It's a small get-together, the kind you and I would never be invited for. It's a small crowd, and they're all financial Wall Street types, and they're laughing.
Way above
having
my
a good
pay
time.
Grade.
What?
Way above my pay grade.
Yeah, well, that is on display. The Biden administration's policy, print money, make Americans poor. Got to bring down the inflation, so jobs got to go, wages got to go. That's it. That's the whole policy right there in that five-minute clip from Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan, oh my gosh, that was a throwback.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I was talking about him yesterday.
Yeah.
Jerome Powell. So all this is going on right now. And we are living in a, you got to listen to Battleground Podcast from yesterday because I explain it. You probably remember leaving. I've been doing this for, 16 years now. And before that I was a reporter. And there have always been two jobs reports
right.
put out by federal government. Always.
Yeah, yeah.
The payroll and the household survey.
Right.
They're interchangeable, basically.
Usually, yes.
Yeah, they're usually pretty close. I mean, they're never dead on, but they're, you know, by a few thousand jobs. Want to be up a few thousand. Sometimes if it's a huge job creation month, they might be off by tens of thousands. Might be a 30,000 job difference, right? One says 330, one says 300. But it's the same general trend. They always track. That stopped happening. It stopped happening months ago. In one of those surveys, the payroll survey, which is a select group of businesses, all of them mid-sized to large, select group of businesses selected by the federal government. It's very easy to manipulate when you do that. We are in a jobs boom, and we have created over 2 million jobs in the last 9 months. It is party time. In the other survey, the household survey, we've created 12,000 jobs total in the last 9 months. Not 12,000 jobs a month. That would be a bloodbath. 12,000 jobs total. Now, the way the media, this is where it gets freaky, okay? This is what's freaking me out. The media, and you remember this, Lee, they used to, when the payroll survey numbers came out, they report them. When the household survey numbers came out, they report them, right? And it just totally normal. Mm-hmm. Both very credible. All of a sudden, nobody's talking about the household survey. It's bizarre. I don't know how they've gotten Fox Business to go along with this. Yeah. In Fox News, it tells us every third segment how many jobs there are. And I'm like, I've been watching Fox News for over a decade. They used to report the household survey.
Mm-hmm.
It's been blocked out now and canceled. All of a sudden. Because it says we've only created 12,000 jobs in the last 9 months. That is a jobs apocalypse for a country of this size. That is an absolute frigging disaster. So they're all ignoring it. You know what this reminds me of? When we were in a recession the first 6 months of the year, no one was allowed to say it. We'd have CEOs come on. We had two confirmed quarters of negative back-to-back growth, and they'd use terms like, well, if we go into recession. No, honey, we're in a recession, and I know you know that. So it became verboten to speak of any negative news, including on Fox. So here's what I want to know. Somebody, anybody, do a segment. If you are blacking out and canceling the household survey because it shows we are in a jobs apocalypse, why? What is your methodology? Why, after all of these years of reporting it side by side with the same credibility as the payroll survey, why are you blacking it out now? Why are you pretending there's only one job survey in America? Because there is not. There are two. There are two. So I knew he would take credit for job creation bigly. Even if you take the blackout method of, well, if we get bad financial news, we'll just ignore it. We're America. We're nuts. If you take that way out of dealing with, quite frankly, reality, and I just don't get Fox News here. I don't get where they're coming from. I mean, if you suddenly feel that the household survey is inaccurate after all these years, just tell us why.
Yeah.
Tell us why you're not using it anymore. Just explain it. I'd love to hear your explanation, but they're not. It's just vanished. Like a world-class virologist at Harvard in the middle of COVID. He was there, and oh, look, there he went. What did he say? Lockdowns don't work. Wow, where did that guy go?
I also love the way he took credit for bringing down gas prices when his policies were the reasons they were jacked up to begin with.
Well, according to the only survey we're looking at anymore, Joe Biden claimed he had created 100,000 manufacturing jobs.
No.
Okay. We lost 100,000 manufacturing jobs in most recent month available, November. The December number is not out yet. And the January number is not out yet. Those lag because they're more highly detailed than the overall jobs numbers. So we're losing manufacturing jobs now. We're not gaining them. So Fox News, taking the sunnier version of this, says, you know, Biden claimed 800K manufacturing jobs. He only created 214,000. Again, most of that, when we were still creating manufacturing jobs, that was back in the first year of the Biden agenda before he had time to really break the back of the middle class. And they were still buying stuff. They still had disposable income. I mean, Lee, the idea that we had a 500,000 job creation in January when we just had the second highest recorded low ever in disposable income. Americans lost $1 trillion in disposable income in a year. That is the biggest plunge ever recorded except one other year, 1932, the height of the Great Depression.
Wow, yeah, that's going back a ways to a really important and sad economic milestone.
Yeah, and by the way, that's Fox News, Fox Business, that I got that from. Yeah. So that is not some crazy blog somewhere. That's Fox Business, and I tell you, if you want to see it, because it's so shocking, just how poor we are and how disposable income is a thing of the past. The article, if you want to look it up, January 26th, headline, GDP report reveals ominous Great Depression warning sign not seen since 1932. This is Fox News. So, I mean, if these people are telling you this, these are the people who are hiding the household survey right now. They don't want you to know. If they reported that like they have for years, they would have to tell you, we've only created 12,000 jobs in the last 9 months total. Again, a single month where we only created 12,000 jobs in this country would be a disaster. I had a text from somebody yesterday who said that, you know, they had a family member who has a bakery and they had a job opening. 67 applicants. They've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
And it's kind of telling that two days ago when Jerome Powell is talking about jobs, he's saying, yeah, you know, the only jobs we're not able to dent, the creation of our search jobs, those are the low paying jobs. So if you look at what's happened here, the jobs that we added, 1.42 million, we did add 1.42 million jobs. What were they? They were all part time. They were low paying part time service jobs. So what is happening is as people are losing their white collar jobs, we've been losing those since this summer. We have not been gaining them. As they're losing their household breadwinner jobs, they are trying to keep a roof over their family's head by taking a couple of part-time, low-paying jobs and holding on for dear life and putting the bills on a credit card. That's what's happened. That is the reality of the American economy.
Those are the kind of jobs that the Bush administration were criticized about by Democrats when it happened during that time. Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to remember that.
Yep.
Well, they were all over the media about that. Oh, it's just part-time jobs. People can't get the full-time jobs. Well, where are you now? Because that's where we are.
And the way you measure it, if you lose a bunch of jobs that were full-time, they were breadwinner kinds of jobs, those white-collar jobs, you lose those, and we get a bunch of service industry jobs, and they're part-time, they're low-paying, that is counted. We don't count the loss of the jobs, but we do count, in those jobs numbers I was telling you about, we do count the gain of the 1.42 million. So that's how they're doing it. That's how they're doing it. And that is why disposable income has plummeted at a rate not seen. I mean, think about this. We didn't even see the destruction of disposable income. Of course, disposable income is anything over like food, keeping the lights on, keeping clothes on your back. You know, it's the extras. I mean, we didn't even see this kind of destruction of disposable income in the Great Recession.
Yeah.
And yet Joe Biden wants us to believe that we are in a jobs boom. What are these people doing? And they're not making products for Americans. Americans can't buy products. I mean, if you look at our, you know, at our economy, between 60% and 70%, depending on the quarter, of our GDP, I mean, it's just stuff made and sold here in America. I mean, if people don't have disposable income at a record level, I mean, there's no jobs. Oh, and did you see this? Amazon upped their firing number. It was 10,000 in November. Now they're saying, no, it's going to be 18,000. Wow. That just came out January 5th.
Nearly double for those of you on Common Core math.
Right. So, I mean, Amazon's the canary in the coal mine. Yeah. I mean, because we buy all our stuff. You buy your toothpaste there, toothbrush. I mean, you know, everybody buys everything there, right? And if they're firing 18,000 people, their largest ever fire? Are we supposed to really, we're in a jobs boom? I mean, I just feel like I live on another planet sometimes.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.